This You Into Golf 2019 Open Update is brought to you by Zions Bank, Hoops Vision, Siegfried & Jensen, and Barbecue Pit Stop on 97.5 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network.
The Zone, Hanson Scotty, kicking off the 2 o'clock hour with the man, the myth, the legend, and barbecue pitmaster, Bob Casper. Hey, Bob.
Hey, Bob.
Hey, guys, how you doing? Scotty, you're not doing so bad yourself with that brisket.
I showed him. I sent pictures of the brisket to Bob. I finally nailed it. I nailed it, and I was so happy. I'm like, who can I share it with? Sent a picture to Lloyd and Hans, sent it to Bob. I was sending pictures to everybody. I was more proud of that than I was when my
You were going to say when your kid was born.
I was not saying that. Nope.
Just finish it. Go ahead.
Just put words in your mouth, Scotty.
And he is not fighting against it. No, it's a good thing to be proud of. I have not graduated to that point. I have not done a brisket. There's some commitment level there.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm disappointed that you haven't done a brisket yet.
Try being me. I'm disappointed in me. I've let myself down. There's some things that keep me from it. I think the 11 or 12 hour commitment.
Or more.
Like, I haven't organized my thoughts on that. I don't know where to go get my butcher paper because I don't want to do the tinfoil wrap. I got to get the butcher paper. And I know you say go pick it up at a barbecue pit stop, but that's like out of my way. Like, I don't have time.
I just Amazon mine.
Did you?
Yeah. Yeah.
Is it a barbecue butcher paper?
Order it off of Traeger.com.
There you go.
And it'll be there in a couple of days?
Oh, yeah.
See,
not that hard.
And then I'm a little bit worried about the rub.
Do I need to come hold your hand?
Yeah. I would like that. how many days of good eating do you got on that? Like, if you do a brisket.
Well,
the thing is, I did mine for a family function. We probably had about 30 people there, and it didn't make it. Like, there was no...
It didn't come out of
that
crime scene?
No, that it was devoured and consumed, and that brisket lived a good life, but it didn't last long.
Looking like krill inside a whale's mouth?
Yeah, it was gone fast.
Okay.
Scotty, so did your wife, was she happy about the price you paid when she ate it?
Yeah. And, or more that she doesn't know.
Yeah, exactly. What she doesn't know won't hurt her.
How good was it, Scotty?
It was so good.
Oh.
I mean, like, I enjoy brisket. Brisket's probably my favorite cut of meat if you go to a barbecue place. But
yep.
I kind of felt like, you know what? I just don't know if I can recreate that. But then I hit it, and it was perfect. And I'm like, now I want to do it every week. And, the budget may not support that. But especially when you get that Snake River Farms. I mean, that's the real deal right there.
Oh, that's what Bob's talking about.
Yeah, that's
what I'm talking about.
You get that Wagyu.
Is it always just a salt and pepper rub for you on your brisket?
It's for the most part, it's salt and pepper and granulated garlic and maybe some onion powder.
That's it, huh?
Yeah.
Is it true? I'd ask this both Scotty, you and Bob. Is it true that if you salt your beef pre-smoke, that it takes some of the moisture out of it?
Wait a minute. Run that by me again.
Like a salt rub or heavy salt pre-cook. That it actually pulls moisture out of the meat?
Well, it'll pull moisture. I would, I don't know, how long do you let your, when you put the rub on, how long do you let it sit before you put it on there, Bob?
Well, I put the rub on, and then normally I'll wrap it in cellophane and stick it back in the fridge.
For a night?
It can be for a night, sure.
So
you bet. But you want it cold when it hits the smoke.
That's true. That helps you with your bark.
Because once you get so high, like 125 or 140, once you get so high, it won't pull smoke in anymore.
Okay.
So you want it to be cold when you hit the smoke.
Okay.
And then you'll get the red ring.
So are both of you telling me not to be concerned about putting the salt product on the beef? That it won't dry out?
I don't think it'll dry it out.
No, not at
Especially
all.
Especially if you cellophane wrap it. I think you'll be fine.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
All right, Bob. Well, this has been a good conversation.
Let's talk about some golf.
Hey, look, can we start with Brooks Koepka? You and I were going back and forth on Twitter. I don't know. I guess both of you guys, you and Brian, run the Twitter account. But I've got an issue with the Brooks Koepka presser where he said, yeah, I don't practice. When you see me on TV, that's when I'm playing. I don't believe that, Bob.
Well, I don't believe it either. I'll guarantee you he's practicing, and he's getting ready, especially for a major championship. He played a couple of times in the last few weeks. He made some big numbers at 3M on the 18th hole. He made it like a double and a triple. But still, he's a guy that doesn't get too excited about winning regular PGA Tour events. Guy loves playing and competing in major championships, and it's almost like playing a Super Bowl every week, Hans, when he goes out and plays in a major. He is up for that event and wants to win that event more than anything.
So you think it's all just for show?
Yeah, yeah.
Because
I think he's practicing.
Does that play mind games with the other players? Like what?
It could.
What's the angle there?
Yeah, absolutely, it could. I don't have to practice, and I can beat you in a major. It's kind of so to speak. But he's very confident about his abilities. He's very confident about his play. You know, he finished second at the Masters this year. He won the U.S. Open. Finished right up there second at the PGA, the PGA, and then won the U.S. Open. He won the PGA and finished second at the U.S. Open. And here we are, the fourth major of the year, which is kind of weird. It's July, and this is the last major of the year. It's kind of crazy. But this is going to be an interesting golf course for these guys.
Do you think he enjoys playing the game of golf?
Oh, I do. Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, he looks like a guy that can play football.
Yeah.
But he totally enjoys playing the game of golf. I remember I heard his mom tell a story about him when he was playing in Europe, and he was struggling. He was thinking, well, maybe I won't do this the rest of my life and that kind of thing. And his mom gave him a pep talk on the phone, and he went out and won that week. And once he figured out the recipe, he ended up coming off the Challenge Tour in Europe to getting his European Tour card, to getting his PGA Tour card, and now you see him as a major championship winner.
How long do these guys sit and relish these wins? Scotty and I were talking about Tiger, but how long do you sit there, or do you think these guys sit there after kissing a claret or, you know, winning a Masters or finding their way through a PGA championship? Like, how long do they celebrate? How long does it sit on them? How much time do they take to enjoy it before they're right on to the next one?
Well, some of the guys, you know, it's a couple weeks, months. Some guys, years, before they kind of get back to the form. And, you know, the interesting thing is some of them, like Danny Willett, who won the Masters a few years ago when Jordan Spieth spit the bit and hit and made a triple bogey on the 12th hole. Danny Willett has been basically non-existent as far as playing really good golf and competing and winning golf tournaments. He hasn't won since. It just depends on the individual. Where a guy like Tiger Woods, he had the Woods Slam where he won the U.S. Open, the British Open, the PGA Championship, and then came back the next year and won the Masters. So it just depends on the individual. But for the most part, I would say probably, I don't know, anywhere from 2 to 4 weeks, and then most guys get it back or somewhere around 6 months.
It's interesting how Tiger mentioned that. He goes, I haven't been able to get right since then, and it just took so much to win that I haven't been able to be sharp ever since. Does that happen to a guy? The amount of the cost and the toll that one championship takes can take that long to knock off the rust?
Well, you know, face it, Tiger Woods, basically 2015 was the last time he had won. He had, multiple back surgeries, had a spinal fusion, the whole nine yards. He was thinking he was never going to play golf again. But yet he goes out, he has a great chance to win at the British Open a year ago. He goes out and he wins the Tour Championship. has multiple opportunities to win, and he finally gets another major championship this year at the Masters. So, you know, it's a matter of physically being able to compete and hit shots and that kind of thing. But golf is an individual sport. You're not playing with all the other guys on the team and that kind of thing. And so it takes a toll mentally, not only physically. And for Tiger Woods, I'll bet you he was wiped out. You know, wiped out with everything that he's gone through to getting to this point, to winning the major. And it was like, oh my goodness. You know, now I can rest for a little bit. So he was just talking. I was listening to his press conference, and he said last year he played way too much golf last year. But what he was trying to do is make sure that he played well enough to get into all the playoff events, to get into the Tour Championship, and to make sure he had his exemptions all sealed up for like the U.S. Open and some of the bigger events, some of the World Golf Championship events. So this year he's toned his schedule back a lot. We've only seen him play four times since the Masters, and he's resting to get ready to start the playoffs again and go towards the Tour Championship. But he's going to be here. He can play until he's, I think it's 60 or 62, something like that at the Open Championship. So this is a golf course that, or this is a championship, not a golf course. This is a championship that he'll be able to play for a long time.
I consider Lee Trevino the greatest American British Open winner. Discuss.
You consider him the greatest, Lee?
Yeah.
Lee Buck?
Lee
he's a great guy. Lee is a really good guy. I've had an opportunity to play with him quite a few times.
I know that you know Lee. Talk to me about. Yeah. Maybe I'm the only one that has any interest in Lee Trevino, but
you know what's interesting about that guy?
A lot. He was in a lot of good. He was in movies. He sold salsa. Oh,
yeah. He was on Happy Gilmore. Yeah,
he's the best. Tell me a little bit about Lee Trevino.
So he started out, the interesting thing about him is, you know, he went to the military, came out of the military, started playing golf and playing for money games and stuff like that. I think his quote is, you know, you never know pressure until you got a putt on the final hole, to win a match or whatever, to win a, you know, pot of money or whatever. And you've only got like a couple bucks in your pocket, and if you miss, you owe a lot more than a couple bucks in your pocket. So, but you know, here's another guy that's won major championships. He won the British Open. He won the U.S. Open. Didn't win the Masters. Won the PGA Championship. So he got three of the career Grand Slam. And just a fun, great guy.
Seems like it. My favorite British Open winner. That's what Lloyd and Scotty are making fun of me. Yeah, but he's my favorite. Like he just.
Well, you just said Lee Trevino. Go.
No, discuss. I said Lee Trevino, debate. Greatest American British Open winner. Discuss. That's what I said because I know Bob knows him.
Well, I kind of like that's on you. It's like defend your. You, it's kind of up to you to kind of defend that statement. Not like, here's what I think. Discuss.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know why. Yeah,
the funny thing
favorite.
Was, is when you said discuss, I paused for a second because I didn't know if you had more coming.
No, that's pretty much all I wanted. But I was looking at back-to-back winners throughout the British Open, and there's quite a few American back-to-back winners. You're going all the way back to Arnold Palmer. Lee Trevino yep. won back-to-back.
Of course.
Tom Watson won back-to-back. Jack Nicklaus won back-to-back. I mentioned Tiger Woods. A lot of back-to-back
Tom
winners.
Tom Watson won five.
Jeez.
Five Open Championships.
Yeah,
Tiger won in 2005. That's the last time Brian Taylor and I went over for the Open Championship. He won in 2005 at St. Andrews, and then he won the next year at Royal Liverpool, which was huge for him because his father had passed away earlier that year.
So when you play in the British, especially in Ireland, you're dealing with weather. What are you expecting this week weather-wise?
Well, you know, the wind isn't going to be too bad, at least as it shows right now. But it does look like you're going to see rain every day, you know, 40 to 60% chance of rain or rain showers every day of the championship. So I think it's going to be a great test. It's a wonderful golf course. The players love it. They love how it's set up. And it's, I think it's going to be just a really fun week to watch some great golf.
All right, Bob. Appreciate it as always. Thanks for your time.
All right, guys. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Bob.
Bob Casper right here on 97.5 1280 The Zone. Tweet rolling in. I consider Hands the best 911 caller of all time. Discuss.
Best bad weather golfer.
Discuss.
Go. Debate among yourselves.
Jeff. Well, I guess he does share his name with Lee Kamard, so maybe that's why. Lee Trevino.
Okay, here we go.
Lee Kamard.
Greatest Lees ever.
By best way, actor, Lee Majors.
By the way, happy to announce Lee Kamard has been picked up as BYU women's basketball assistant.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Yes, he has.
Can work with Juddy, huh?
Yeah, so happy for him, and they do share that first name. And it's no secret I'm a fan of Lee Kamard.
Who's
as a basketball
favorite,
player.
What's your favorite kind of jeans to wear?
I don't even know where you're going with that.
Discuss.
Discuss.
Why do you guys give me crap over this?
It just it wasn't what it just came out of left field, that's all. Just kind of surprised us.
Lee Trevino.
Greatest, best British Open golfer ever.
No, I said greatest American British Open winner.
Discuss.
Hello, Salt Lake City. Go.
You guys aren't gonna make me feel bad for that question. I wanted to hear him talk about Lee Trevino.
You talk about golf a lot. I don't think I've ever heard you bring up the name Lee Trevino until today.
You've got to be kidding
no,
me.
No, I didn't. Again, this is like paleontology out of left field.
No, this is much more, I think, reckoned. No, I'd say both are pretty well known. That I'm a Lee Trevino fan, and I would have liked to have been a paleontologist.
Been doing this show for 6 years now. First time I've heard
about
paleontology.
Do you not like Lee Trevino? I get the
I like Lee Trevino fine. I just didn't know that you were a Lee Trevino fan.
What do you have against
Was he
Lee?
The guy with the,
do you know,
the like, act like a sword with it?
Yeah. And I think that he sold Pace Picante sauce?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
New York City! And then Lee's sitting over there like, yeah, New York City.
And then the Happy Gilmore, where he gives that disapproving look.
I love the guy.
Yeah, I'm with you. All right, 229, Hands and Scotty. Coming up next, Spin the Wheel, a little sports roulette. Coming up next, the segment brought to you in part by Ivory Homes. This is Utah's number one home builder. Ivory Homes brings experience, quality, and design to every home and community they build. Learn more at ivoryhomes.com. And this is 97.5, 1280 The Zone.
3, 2, 1. The countdown is back on the Zone Sports Network. It's the 5th annual College Football Top 60 and 60. As we count you down to the start of the college football season, listen every day at 1:30 as Hans and Scotty will announce another selection.
I see you on five.
Leading up to the start of the 2019 season, as voted on by the local media and you, the fans, it's the Top 60 and 60. Yeah! Presented by Cypress Credit Union, the Southtown Auto Mall, and Master Electrical Service on 97.5 1280 The Zone and the Zone Sports Network. It's time to spin the wheel and talk some sports. This is another edition of Sports Roulette with Hans Olsen and Scotty G on 97.5 1280 The Zone and the Zone Sports Network.
We'll be right back. 5, 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network. Time for another edition of Sports Roulette, brought to you by Motorsportsland. They've got motorhomes, trailers, fifth wheels, folding trailers, and toy haulers. Visit them at motorsportsland.com and let them help you get away. Motorsportsland, 4001 South State Street. All right. What are you up to?
Nothing.
You're up to trouble when nothing. You have that grin.
It was our during the break conversation. You and I have similar issues.
Well, at least you know what's going on. I have no idea.
Yeah, I do. I do know, and I think I know how to fix it. It's just I'm not willing to. Relationship issues, people. We all have them.
Not with wives. Let's just clarify that, just in case anybody's significant other is listening right now, namely mine.
Nope.
Other.
Mostly yeah. Coworkers.
Yes. All right. Let's spin that old wheel. Lloyd, fired up.
Not making any friends in golf. Discuss.
Sorry. I didn't mean to laugh. Lloyd, do better. We're moving on from that.
All right. So here's Tiger Woods explaining what happened with Brooks Koepka.
Dare I say disgusting?
I'll tell you a funny story. I texted Brooks to, you know, congratulations on another great finish.
I know I'm playing this. What Woods out of you?
He's gone in the last four major championships and has been just unbelievable.
I can't really hear it.
Is it? It's not coming across
no.
well?
No.
Well, I didn't want to over ask. I asked Lloyd to get the Koepka sound. I didn't want him to ask get the Woods sound too.
So you're trying to play it
off
from the
computer,
microphone
yeah.
up to your laptop.
What's wrong with that?
We have, you know, here's the thing. We work for an incredible company that has invested thousands and thousands of dollars into equipment that can gather audio and play it back at a very high level, and you're putting a mic up to your $100 laptop.
Okay. I would suggest you just playing Koepka from there now.
No, you can play Koepka. I did want to mention this.
Can you, you know, give us a nice summary yeah. of what Tiger said?
He said, I texted Koepka congratulations on another great finish, and I said, hey, dude, you mind if I tag along and we play a practice round? And then Tiger said, I have heard nothing. And started laughing at the podium.
He got ghosted by Koepka.
Koepka 100% ghosted him. Didn't even return the text. Yeah, and Woods awkwardly told the story and yeah. then started like laughing because things were uncomfortable. It's like oh. Nobody else is laughing. Like Dr. Evil and his cronies at the, you know, when they're sitting yeah, yeah, there laughing yeah. and then it's like uh-oh. Yeah.
That's insane.
He requested a practice round with Koepka and no return. So then Brooks Koepka was at the podium having his presser, and he has ticked everybody off.
I just practice before the majors. Regular tournaments, I don't practice. If you see me on TV, that's when I play golf.
Oh, but, Lloyd, boost the sound so we can hear
it. Oh, I'm sorry. I don't know if we have that.
No, it's not on my computer.
That was just on my phone.
Okay, I would have asked you to play the Tiger Woods sound. I just thought it was overload.
All right, you guys are both acting like 12-year-olds right now. Knock it off. I'm dealing with my kids right now.
Lloyd, just play the Koepka sound and play it louder so people can hear it. Here's Brooks Koepka at the podium talking about practice rounds.
I just practice before the majors. Regular tournaments, I don't practice. If you see me on TV, that's when I play golf.
Makes me want to throw up on the mic. Yeah, I don't practice.
I don't practice.
Yeah, you do practice, Brooks. Yeah, you do. What? You're a world champion golfer. You don't just go out there and do that.
Does he have any like endorsements? Because I don't see him slinging products.
Is he out there?
I don't see him on any commercials or anything like that.
He wears Nike gear, but yeah, I don't see him on any commercials. I don't know.
Even Nike's he's like, boring. He just wears our gear.
We
don't know him.
We just want to get the swoosh out there on a tournament. We don't really care who it's on. We'll slap it on anybody, but so we gave him a shirt. He wears it. Like
he practices.
He's the best golfer on the tour.
I don't care what you say.
He practices.
So he must be sneaking out to practice.
Okay, number one.
This is mind games.
It is mind games. Number one, it sounds like he doesn't enjoy the game of golf. And number two, it sounds like he's not putting any work into the game of
golf. Then go away.
And so what? When you're saying that, you're like, I'm so good at this, I don't even have to try, and I don't even enjoy it. It's got to be 100% mind games.
Well, it's garbage. I think it's disrespectful to
I do too.
The thousands and thousands of golfers that have practiced their whole lives and don't even get a whiff of the tour. Like, I'm talking practicing 7 days a week, hitting 2,000 to 3,000 balls a day, and they don't even get a whiff of the tour. And they're like watching the British Open, and then you get Koepka at the podium going, well, I don't practice. But when you see me on TV, that's when I'm playing golf. Baloney, dude. We know better. I've been a professional athlete. I know the level. I know how difficult it is. You don't get there and not practice your guts out. And you can make it seem as easy as you want to make it seem, but we know that's a stupid comment, and those are head games. There's no other conversation to be had there.
This guy already came across like a robot and was a boring golfer to watch. Now he's becoming actually somebody like a heel, like somebody you're going to cheer against. He's becoming kind of a villain.
Well, remember he turned a blind lip to his girl when she came up.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he wanted no part of that.
He's like, no, I'm not kissing you. I was like, well, that's a little bit harsh. She's on national TV with you, fella.
Yeah, this dude seems like a lot of fun to hang out with. Boring, angry.
You know what, though? You're an extremely handsome, multimillionaire, famous golfer. Everybody wants to be around you, and everybody has to interview you. But at some point, the looks are going to fade. At some point, the golf goes away. And then what do you have? Just millions and a great mansion and a fantastic life. Well, enjoy it.
Well, and that's all you'll have.
that's all you'll have.
Yeah.
Oh, man. We'd all like to be in his shoes. I mean, it's probably a fun time winning majors and running the golf world and not caring what anybody thinks.
But he doesn't work out either.
These guns?
These biceps?
It's like, this is just genetics. I don't do anything.
Never done a curl.
I've been at home eating Cheetos all week. And then they put me on a plane, sent me over to Ireland.
You can't eat Cheetos and do this? Oh.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
He just sits there and flexes pecs. These pecs? Yeah, they just, they're not.
Yeah, he does kind of saddle up to that podium so that he can show off.
Well, have you seen how high his pecs are? It's like 6 inches between his collarbone and his areola.
Stop. Come on.
6 inches. Right, okay. That's a high pec.
That's a high pec, yes. Very, very high.
It's lean. But he's working on those pecs.
No, not at all.
It's Farmer Terry.
Terry Bradshaw's on TV right now, and I'm not exactly sure what's going on with
overalls,
him.
Overalls, suspenders. That's some old audio. He was ranting about something, but saying somebody sucks.
All right, it's time for the UNA Golf Major Giveaway. Be caller number 12 right now and see who your player is going to be for the fourth major of the season, the Open Championship at Royal Port Rush. All you have to do is be caller number 12 right now, 855-340-ZONE. Lloyd will assign you a golfer. If your golfer ends up winning the Open, you will win a golf bag at UNA. Any bag they have in stock, any color, brand, style, whatever you want, it's yours. It's all brought to you by UNA Golf, serving Utah golfers since 1971, home of the 90-day 100% satisfaction guarantee. This is 97.5, 1280 The Zone.
The Big Show.
Utah's Supreme Court had a decision involving Ward Ball. Nixon dribbled the ball down the court. Clay pursued Nixon. Nixon felt his left knee pop. Both men fell to the ground.
I'll tell you, if you've ever played with guys who don't know what they're doing, you're playing for your team and you go out there and all of a sudden you got the Tasmanian Devil covering you thinking he's playing in the NBA Finals.
So they should be sued. Shake every nickel out of those pockets.
I'm not saying that.
I just kind of want to play basketball with Gordon so I can sue him now. I'm going to come down on your foot.
Hey, you numbskulls out there, control your body parts.
Keep that.
If you've missed any of the Big Show, go to 1280thezone.com. This is the Big Show on 97.5, 1280 The Zone and the Zone Sports Network.
Standing here beside you, want so much to give you this love in my heart that I'm feeling for you. Let them see we're crazy. I don't care about that. Put your hand in my hand, baby.
SEC Media Day is going on. Big 12 taking place yesterday and today. Pac-12 will be next week, and show will be live in Los Angeles. Mountain West. You and I will do the first day of Mountain West Conference Media Day together. I'll stay there for day number two, and then you'll head down to Vegas for Mountain West or for Pac-12 Media Day.
Well, because Mountain West Conference does 2 days of Media Day, and the Pac-12 is like, well, I think we better cut down costs because our commissioner costs us so much. We better not have 2 days. By the way, like, it's all now like finger foods.
I know. Man, that first year, that 2011, oh, that was fun.
Was that at Universal Studios?
It was at one. I think it was at Fox, I want to say, the first year. I can't remember, but it
we've
was
done Paramount, yeah. Universal,
and now,
Fox.
And now they're in a shopping mall.
Well, it's been the Hollywood and Highland
Mall.
Mall for
three or four years.
Three
now.
Or 4 years.
It used to be, you know, in a nice...
Which I don't mind because I always hated, like, trying to find the new stuff. It was,
yeah.
And now it's like, oh, I know right where to stay. I stay right across the street at the Highland Gardens, which is where Janis Joplin died. I always try to stay in her room, but it's never available. Apparently, that's where everybody wants to stay.
That's kind of creepy, man.
It's kind of creepy, but it is fun to be in there and think, oh, man, like, think about the raves that she had. Because she lived in there for like 2 years before
oh, really?
She died in there.
Okay.
She lived in that Highland Gardens Hotel. Or whatever.
A lot of hard living in there.
Yeah, but then you were thinking like Jimi Hendrix is probably in here partying with her. And I'm sure things were getting real rowdy. What was that?
I'm saying.
James Taylor probably showed up.
You know, I only know James Taylor as old James Taylor. Like, he seems like a guy that would be like, Janis, let's have a warm glass of milk and let's sit down and write
James?
Some songs. I know, but and I know that wasn't the case, but you only know as like Carolina in my mind and, you know, some, you know, the older bald James Taylor, not the 60s long flowing hair parting James Taylor.
Yeah, like showing up and being like, Janis, that's not powdered sugar. Janis is like, are we going to bake cookies? No. Janis.
No, we are not.
I got to imagine that there were some real thrillers in there. So I like to stay in that hotel. They have not touched it since 1970, period. Nothing's
really?
Changed. No. Walls are the exact same. The sinks, everything's really tiny. I have to duck into the doorway, into the toilet. The beds are even the same. Like it's the springs are squeaky. They smell a little bit of dandruff and dead skin cells. But it's comfortable. It's right across the street from.
But
me.
They've been cleaning it though.
I do think that the sheets have changed. I hope.
I see dead people.
Yeah.
That's why I think that it's a little creepy too. Like I like the whole.
It seems a little creepy.
And all the big time Hollywood types have stayed there.
Like
Yeah, they have all their pictures autographed up there. You want me to? I'll take a picture when I'm there.
Yeah, please do.
I love going and staying there. You know, it's stinky. It smells bad. It's not the best place to stay by a long stretch.
So last time I went to Pac-12 Media Day a couple of years ago, I took my wife down, and we were in Vegas and then drove down to California. And the hotel we stayed in California was the single worst hotel experience of my life.
Yeah, there's disgusting places there. What was it called?
I can't remember. It was called like the Standard or
what
something.
What part
like that.
Of California?
I have no idea. I don't know.
It was just you were on the drive.
And it was within driving distance of where we were going. It was, yeah, it was rough.
If you want to look it up, if people are out there, look at Highland Gardens Hotel. I guess I shouldn't give away where I'm staying, but it's not like that's a destination. Let's go to Pac-12 Media Day.
I bet you
we'll catch Hans Olsen.
I bet you're going to get phone calls, though. Like, can you patch me into Hans Olsen's room?
No, don't do that.
Yeah, you might want to go by Roger Rabbit.
Come up with an alias.
I'm going to unplug my phone.
Yeah, it's probably for the best.
But it does make it somewhat convenient, but it's like finger foods, same place, one day. Remember, don't even feed them breakfast anymore.
Like it was like Porterhouse Steaks back in 2011.
It was incredible.
Awesome.
Oh, man, they rolled it out.
And now they're like, here, take this chicken finger and shut up.
And you're like, but it's dry. And they're like, well, spit on it. I don't know.
All right. Big Show coming up next. 97.5, 1280 The Zone. Gordon and Jake straight ahead here on the Zone Sports Network.
The dark.